off when spending $500 or more at tomorrowsleep.com.
Spring is a busy time on the farm. Don't overlook safety in the rush. Dozens of farm workers are killed by electrocution each year when farm machines make contact with overhead power lines. Take note of electrical lines when moving farm equipment. Make sure everyone who works on the farm knows the location of power lines and keeps farm equipment at least 10 feet away. Working to keep you safe.
We are Missouri's Electric Cooperatives. Learn more at membersfirst.coop today.
And it is time to preview an annual event that does great work in our community, and that is the Run for Her Life Mother's Day 5K right around the corner. Cheryl Spotts and Lori Turk join me in studio.
No surrender, no retreat.
Hey, I heard this ad. I think, man, Cheryl is fired up.
You bet. That's
every year
job.
She brings energy, Lori, to
she
those
does.
Ads.
She always does. She always does.
But you're taking on a warrior mentality.
I am a warrior.
You're a warrior. You are a warrior.
I am a warrior.
Yeah, and she's actually 12 years out now.
I sat here 12 years after a free mammogram to experience the birth of my first granddaughter. Worth every bit.
Hey, that's good. Lori?
And I'm 3 years out.
3 years survive.
So
I got a couple warriors with
that's
me.
That's huge. And that's why this year being the 10th year is huge, because 3 years is a big milestone for a breast cancer survivor. When you get 3 years out, your chances of it reoccurring goes down significantly. 5 years is another big milestone. But once you get to 10 years, you're back into just like everybody else. You're back in the general pool. And so that's what we strive for, everyone. 10 years. So that's huge for us. 10 years for this race, helping women.
Lori, you've been on both sides of it. You started this event, you had a passion, and then all of a sudden you were stricken.
Absolutely. And that just shows you cancer doesn't discriminate. Mm-hmm. It can hit your sisters, your mothers, your friends. It can hit everyone. And I think I've become a better advocate for breast cancer because I've been in the trenches. I've seen what it's like, and that's why this warrior mentality this year, because, you know, a warrior stands between the ones that they love and whatever's trying to hurt them. So that's what we're trying to get this community to do, is stand between them.
All right. Lori and Cheryl, what are the details? What is the date? Mother's Day, obviously.
Mother's Day, yes. It is on May the 13th.
Okay.
Registration begins at 7:30. There's always the silent auction and all the fun things that there are to do beforehand. And so you need to come out early and stay late. We have the obstacle course that's part of the race if you choose to do that. We have the trustees cycle escort that's always my favorite part. I love to hear those cycles roar. And they start the race for us and they get things going. And we have the air evac team that comes out with the helicopter as long as the weather permits and they're not on a flight. And the kids always love that. And so we put a bird in our corner, and we just love all the things that happen. The kids get a special treat this year.
Yeah, we're going to give them some foam swords so that they can fight cancer along with everyone else. The most important thing, though, is to get registered early. We've got about a week from tomorrow, we've got to turn in T-shirt order, so we need people to get registered. They can register online. They can register on paper if they still choose to do that. So that's the most important thing. Get registered.
Bank of Cairo and Moberly. I have the registration forms.
What about
drop
online?
By and see me.
Online, it's at run the letter for. Letter, it's not a letter, it's a number.
Number
four. So runforherlife5k.com is where they can register online.
All right. What is the cost to register?
$20 if you register before the deadline, and then $25 after that, and kids are
$15. And we've kept the price the same every year, and that's because we want families to come out. We want them to bring their kids. We want them to bring their dogs. We want them to come out. It's a family event. It is for Mother's Day. We're celebrating moms.
Lori wore her T-shirt from last year, which is full of sponsors on the backside, right?
Absolutely. This community has been amazing. The businesses always step up big for us. It fills the back of our shirts, and what that does is allows every dollar of the registration form goes directly to our causes. We've given the health department here almost $100,000 to help diagnose cancer early. And that's huge. Early diagnosis is what we need. That gives all women a fighting chance. So we've been able to provide their mammogram program out there with just shy of $100,000 over the last 10 years.
Well done. $100,000. This is the 10th year, you said?
This will be our 10th year, yes.
10th year, so 9 years, $100,000. Well done. So how do you help individuals? Not just the health department, but you actually have individual cases too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
We do. We hear from someone through a grapevine that there has been a diagnosis. There are so many expenses that go with just learning that you have breast cancer. There are trips to Columbia. There is child care if you have young children. Sometimes after all of that, you don't feel like cooking meals. We provide funds to the individual and their family to help with those expenses. It's an overwhelming feeling to know that you have all of that to say grace over and take care of yourself with the medical stuff that's coming down the pike. It just helps to know that you don't have to worry about the checkbook for a while. And so we're so glad to be able to do that. It just takes a phone call from someone to start that process, and we're so glad to help because we each know what that's like.
And we don't wait for them to ask for help.
No.
Because what we found is women won't ask for help. They try to be strong for their families, and so we just provide them a financial contribution and information about our organization and the assistance that we can provide.
And the message has always been, get mammograms.
Absolutely,
this, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And don't let cost get in the way.
Anybody that lives or works or seeks medical care in Randolph County, if they don't have the funds for a mammogram or their deductible or whatever the case may be, they can go to the health department here, and they have a program there to give them the mammograms that they need.
The doctor's offices know about the program as well. So they go to their regular physician, and they know how to get a hold of us if that's a necessary part of it.
All right, that's Cheryl Spotts, Lori Turk with me here. We're promoting the Run for Her Life Mother's Day 5K. So when do you need to have registration to get a t-shirt then?
Next Friday. Which is the 28th.
Yeah, a little over a week to get that done. What is the course? Where do you go all over town? Well,
yeah,
first of all, where does it start?
It starts at Moberly Diagnostics on the MRMC campus. And we have chosen a residential route, which is what we do each year, because as you walk past those houses, you see one out of eight of those could potentially have a breast cancer diagnosis at that house. So that's why we choose residential. And then we also, the last small portion of it, you can choose to do an obstacle type course that's cross country, has some obstacles that represent fighting a breast cancer diagnosis, or you can choose to stay on the street path also.
This has become such an event that we actually have spectators that sit on their front porch and wave at us every year, and they love cheering us on, and that just lets us know that the community is totally involved.
What are some of the obstacles?
We have them go under a fence. We go across a creek. We call that the River of Tears. Mm-hmm. So they have to navigate across a creek. They go through tires. They balance because that's to show, like, balancing your family and your health and those types of things. Just, you know, not jugs. Hard. They carry
jugs of water,
which represents the weight of the diagnosis. You carry that with you always. So it's things that people can take their kids through, that obstacle course. It's not that hard, but it's more about the symbolism of it.
It's become an event for families, too, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There are people that will not miss it. It's what they do on Mother's Day, and what a wonderful way. It's the only thing I require of my kids on Mother's Day. I don't need flowers. I don't need candy. I don't need balloons. I need for you to walk with me 3.1 miles and stand with me in this fight that we've taken on for the last 12 years.
And don't be intimidated by the 5K if you're not a runner.
Do
what you can do, right?
That's right. And don't be don't not come because you didn't get registered by the deadline, because we always do fulfill all those t-shirt orders after the fact. It's just we can't guarantee a shirt on race day if you haven't registered by the 28th. But yes, on that morning, and you know, God's been good to us. The last 10 years, we've always had great weather. It's rained before. It's rained after. It's never rained during. I'm probably going to eat those words this year.
I'll take care of that.
It might snow this year. Who knows? But it's always a great time.
No doubt. It's kind of a festival, isn't it?
Almost.
Absolutely.
There's good music. We have...
Bobby Riley comes out every year and does sound for us. And so there's music. And people are just in good moods. They always, like... give my heart palpitations because they always wait till the last minute to show up, and I think nobody's coming. But no, this community's been
very good. There's lots of family pictures taken that day. You see families gathering around the 5K flag or around a motorcycle or around, you know, whatever happens to be a good place to take a picture. We had a quilt one year that was donated for raffle, and you see lots of moms and their children and their grandchildren and lots of annual family pictures taken that day. It's just a wonderful way to spend Mother's Day. Then you take your mom to lunch.
Perfect.
And there's some opportunities around town for that too. Yeah. So
absolutely. And you said silent auction, so bring a little extra cash, right?
Absolutely. Lots of people donate to the silent auction. Lots of really nice items, pieces, and they're always in that for the right reason. You know, it's to make money to do our job, and people get in and bid, and it's a lot of fun.
And it's even stuff outside of our community. When we get Cardinals tickets, Royals tickets, stays at the Drury Inn, lots
of fun.
Yeah, just Six Flags, things like that. So people outside of our community are also contributing to our community.
Okay, so these warriors are going to be carrying pink swords, is that right?
Well, they're just, they're not pink.
Okay,
couldn't get pink swords,
pink.
But
right.
They are swords.
Yeah.
But they will have a pink sword on their shirts, because we are warriors,
yeah,
yes.
That's right, you are warriors. Okay, that's the theme for Run for a Life, Mother's Day 5K. What else do we need to tell our listeners?
Just come out.
It's a good
come out
rundown.
And spend the morning with us. You'll be there every time after. You won't want to miss it.
And everyone knows someone who has breast cancer.
No question about it. I shared the story of the Boston Marathon runner.
That's exactly right.
There's one of your warriors.
There you
right
go.
There.
Yeah. You know, I've always said that it's just one foot in front of the other until you get through this process, and then you're on the other side. And that's why we do this, is to help people put one foot in front of the other, be it monetarily or support or whatever we can say, a hug, whatever it takes, just to help you put one foot in front of the other to get through this.
You very say good. When you hit rock bottom, you just stand up.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon you can walk, and that's the biggest part of it.
These two have gone through it. They'll share their story with you
anytime
if you need some help. Lori, again, where do you register in advance?
At runforherlife5k.com. You can register online. Also, if you go to Moberly Diagnostics, Bank of Cairo and Moberly, the Y, they all have registration forms available that are already printed, and you can fill them out, and you can leave them at Bank of Cairo, the Randolph County Health Department, or Moberly Diagnostics. You can leave them there, and we pick them up. Or you can mail them to our post office box, which is 188 in Moberly, Missouri.
All right. Have a great event. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for
see
having
you there.
Us.
Warriors. I need to get there.
No surrender.
That's
no
right.
Retreat.
Do the run. Go to church.
That's right.
Take
have some
mom
lunch.
To dinner. We've got your whole morning.
Your whole
day mapped out for you. Okay, that's going to do it. Our preview on Run for a Life, Mother's Day 5K.
Moberly Napa has some great deals.